With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Current and former Republican officials and conservative activists addressed the Faith and Freedom Coalition's Road to Majority Conference in Washington, D.C. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Republican leaders came together to talk about faith and the future of our nation as it relates to the coming election in November. Founder Ralph Reed spoke of the war with Israel and Hamas.
It's been 258 days since Hamas terrorists breached the border with Israel and committed the bloodiest atrocities to suffer the Jewish people since the founding of the modern state of Israel.
House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik says only one candidate can save the American ideal.
We have to leave everything on the field to save our great nation and save the American dream. And President Trump is the only one who will be able to get that done.
Leaders say faith is key to victory in November. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the personal health care information of one out of every three Americans could be in the hands of hackers.
Change Healthcare confirms that hackers stole medical records during a server attack in February. Change is a subsidiary of United Health Group. The data breach affects what the company calls a substantial proportion of people. The stolen information includes personal medical records and birth dates, phone numbers, email addresses, social security numbers, driver's licenses, and passport numbers.
That is George Williams reporting. The Supreme Court has upheld a federal gun control law.
The justices ruled 8-1 in favor of a 1994 ban that's intended to protect domestic violence victims. It's a reversal of a federal appeals court ruling which struck down the law. Under the law, people under restraining orders to stay away from their spouses or partners are not allowed to own firearms.
And that report from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. This is SRN News. A new study considers the issue of human flourishing, as Michael Harrington reports.
According to the American Bible Society report, a positive relationship with the Bible is the number one key to an individual's well-being. The research focuses on young adults, and it reveals that Generation Z is the most stressed cohort of all. But ABS spokesman John Plake says, quote, young adults who read the Bible score higher on the human flourishing scale than those who don't, and higher than any other generation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Oklahoma State Supreme Court has rejected the State Board of Education's attempt to determine what books are available in public school libraries. The court found Board of Education rules approved last year, which include bans on pornographic and sexualized content in books for small children, violate state law. Edmond Public Schools had challenged the rule after the board recommended it remove two books with that kind of content from its libraries. This is SRN News. In downtown Atlanta, shipping containers have been transformed into an oasis for dozens of previously unsheltered people.
It's just one example of micro-communities that have been popping up across the U.S. In Denver, 1,500 people have been moved indoors through the city's own micro-community program. Faced with years of rising homelessness rates and failed solutions, city officials across the U.S. have been embracing rapid housing options, emphasizing three factors: small, quick, and cheap.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. Sales of previously occupied homes fell for the third straight month in May.
The problem? Record high prices and rising mortgage rates. Sales fell 0.7% in May from April. Lawrence Yoon, chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, says he thought we would see a recovery this spring.
And that report from correspondent Rita Foley. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.